Morning, my name's Neil Price. I'm an independent financial planner and I run Companion Financial Planning based in Tadcaster.
Independent financial planning, it sounds complicated. In a nutshell, what is it?
Well, it's a great service because it's independent. So I work for the client rather than an insurance company or a pension company. So I can give, you know, absolutely clear, independent advice.
And you're not under the constraints of a larger company.
That's right.
It's just you doing it.
That's it, yeah.
So how does it actually work then? I'm a client, I come to you. What sort of things would I want your services?
Usually it's people who are looking for a change in lifestyle, or so they're probably coming up to retirement, or they've suddenly started to think retirement's on the horizon and they want to make sure that everything's on track, or if it's not, you know, how do we fix it? How do we get a plan in place so that people get the right retirement?
Do you think the young people today, 20s, 30s, whatever, give enough thought to when they're 65 or maybe 60, whatever?
Well, it's very difficult because there's always so much on your doorstep, you know, mortgages, children, university fees, there's a lot to think of. So it's sometimes difficult to think 15, 25 years ahead. But obviously the earlier you do it, the better and easier it is. And what we do is holistic financial planning. So not only do we look at retirement planning, you know, we can help with those things like school fees and, you know, making sure that you've got enough life cover, all that type of thing.
Do you have to have, for example, a good salary, have been with a company for many years in order for this to come to fruition, or could just the ordinary man in the street do it?
Everybody needs some sort of plan. Some are more complex than others. Some financial planning firms have a minimum client size. You know, they need to have a minimum amount to invest. We don't. We don't have a minimum. We will see. We don't turn anyone away.
Nobody
will, and we'll price the job accordingly to the complexity.
That's a good way of looking at it, though, because not everybody can afford vast amounts of money to put into a pension plan. So do you look at their lifestyle then? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's it. Not everybody's used a financial planner before, and often it can be quite a scary thought to have to go and sit down and divulge all your financial circumstances. But we try and make it easy, relaxed, if it doesn't need to be complex, it can be quite a straightforward process.
How young can somebody come and see you?
Well, straight away, you know, we've got young families as clients who, you know, probably in their late 20s, early 30s, but that, you know, there's no minimum age. I mean, you can start a pension for a child who's just one day old.
Can you really?
Yeah. So, you know, you don't have to be of a certain age.
So you can put into that pension plan for them until they get to a working age, and then can they just take over?
That's right. They take it over. The people contributing to it get tax relief, in the normal way. So
it must help in later life to know you've got that security of having a good pension plan. Now, everybody gets a state pension, but to have something extra just means that you can live a little bit more comfortably.
That's right. And pension's a generic term. You know, not everybody just has a personal pension. A lot of people have invested in property, buy-to-let properties, and we can help that. You know, we produce a plan which incorporates all a client's assets. And you mentioned the basic state pension, you know, often derided, but, with the recent improvements, if somebody's got a full qualification period, you know, that can be about £155 a week, around about £8,000 a year per person. And that's index linked as well.
Is it really?
So, yeah.
Can you help people that say that they've done the work in life, that they've been with you, or you've advised them to do the right thing? Can that help them buy the villa in Mallorca and live happily in the sunshine?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we like to do first is to sit down and obviously work out where a person is now on their financial route, but what they want to achieve going forward. You know, what are their goals forward? So it could be a villa in the sun, it could be travel, or it could just be retiring early and having, you know, a lot more time. You know, and that's the first stage of it, really, is to kind of map that out and see if a client's on track to do that, or do we need to change or fix things.
Do you find that more people are retiring earlier?
Well, yeah, I think the big change was pension freedoms that came in a couple of years ago, which has made, you know, accessing a pension much more flexible. And, you know, a lot of people traditionally go to 65 because that was the age stage pension was traditionally paid at. That's all changed. But as clients have got, you know, different assets, properties, pensions, etc., you know, that just allows more flexibility.
It's a great way of planning your life, and I think more people should really sit down and think, what do you want to do? Do you want to retire at 50? Do you want to retire at 65? And then what do you want to do after that? Because that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, that's it. And the natural worry is, am I going to run out of money? Yeah. You know, you mentioned retiring early. And lots of clients I've looked after in later life who haven't planned earlier often end up with too much money in later life.
Really?
And, you know, that you probably think at first thought, well, that sounds a great position.
Absolutely.
But I think it's tragic, because with a bit more planning, you know, that person could have retired earlier. They could have done a lot more earlier in life and still not run out of money.
And the other problem is, unfortunately, some people die before they get the full benefit. So they haven't really thought it through. That money obviously would be left to a spouse or children. But it could have been yours to use to your benefit.
Absolutely. And that's one thing we help. We do cash flow financial planning, and we can project forward, and you know, we can work on life expectancy, but we're kind of optimistic at Companion. We kind of work on clients living to be 100, and you know, that can then help with, you know, you mentioned gifting and things like that. I mean, one thing people are again worried about is giving away assets, because they don't know how long they're going to live, and can they afford to live to, you know, later to life with care fees, all this type of stuff. But again, we can build a cash flow plan and model gifting, and just to make sure it's affordable.
The other thing you just mentioned there, care, because not everybody can look after themselves. Maybe the husband or the wife has died, you may need to go into sheltered accommodation or whatever it may be.
Yes.
And what you do, you can help finance, because they're expensive, you know, £800, £1,000 a week.
That's it. For good quality care, £1,000 a week is not unusual. And often that's when clients sit down with us, that's a worry that clients mention before we even have to bring the subject up. So again, we can include that in a cash flow plan as well.
Do you go to people's homes, or do they have to come to you?
That they can come to us, or happy to travel to, you know, to clients. Don't just have clients in Yorkshire, we're UK wide.
Right.
So first meeting with a client is always at our expense.
Okay. How long do you give them for that?
Well, roughly about an hour.
Okay.
Because we'll just sit down, explain how we work, the process involved, and what they want to achieve.
Yes.
And it's kind of a, you know, is it going to be a good mutual relationship from both sides?
It's very similar to a solicitor, isn't it? You get the first meeting for free.
That's it.
Till they can bandy out everything they want to achieve.
That's it. And we often find with new clients, some have never worked with a financial planner before. So that first meeting is just really explaining how we work, you know, any fees involved, and what benefits. And, you know, at the end of the day, if there isn't a benefit, you know, that's the end of the meeting. But usually we can find some way to help a client.
Fantastic. I do remember when I was, I can't remember how, just starting work, probably 16, and my mum was desperate for me to get some sort of pension for later life. But when you're 16, it's not the thing that's on your mind.
Yeah.
So I didn't. And I think it was the Prudential that came round and gave me this big chat.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I am a pensioner. I've got three other company pensions, so I'm okay. But not everybody's the same. They may not have a company pension scheme, and they rely on this, whatever it is, £150 a week. It's a struggle.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and if I mean, you're not going to go on many world cruises on the basic state pension, but it's usually a good starting point. And the earlier you can plan for that, you know, you mentioned some people don't have a pension, but again, the earlier they can, or people start to think about that, you know, you don't have to make huge, massive contributions. Time's a big factor.
Absolutely.
So the earlier you can start, you know, I mentioned literally you can start a pension for a 1 day old child. So not everybody's in a position to start that earlier, because there are a lot of goals earlier on, such as, you know, university fees.
Yep.
just school trips and things like that to think about.
But at the end of the day, they're going to thank you for it, aren't they?
Well, that's it. And, you know, a pension probably takes 30, 40 years to get the benefit of it. But, you know, it's like anything. The earlier you start, the better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you based?
We're based in Tadcaster, which is just on the Bridge Street.
You'll be glad it's open.
Well, that's it. We literally are overlooking the new fantastic bridge that's just opened in Tadcaster. So, yeah, and, you know, it's free parking in Tadcaster, so easy to get to.
Even better. Is it just you, or have you got other staff as well?
No, it's husband and wife team.
Okay.
So there's two of us, and we're based in Tadcaster Business Centre.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for 20 years, but set up on my own 4 years ago.
So never looked back.
Never looked back. It was a great lifestyle choice for me, being in charge. And it's great because I get to do it now how I want, and the kind of best of breed I'd experienced before, we can bring it together.
Absolutely.
In one process.
So if anybody wants to get in touch, they want that professional advice on how to plan for their future. Have you got a website?
Yes, we have, yeah, and it explains a bit more in detail what we do. If you just put Companion Financial Planning into Google, that'll take you to the website, or you can contact us via mobile, or and there's an email link on the website that you just click, which is an inquiry that we'll respond to within, you know, 24 hours.
And what about a number? Can they ring your office?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you our telephone number. It's 07557 784391.
Neil, it's been an absolute pleasure. I mean, we now know a lot more of what you can do to plan for the rest of your life. So listeners, if you want some financial advice, and you know, the first hour's free, as Neil just said, give them a call, look on the website, they're there to help. You may not think about it now if you're, you know, in your 20s and 30s, but in later life they're going to be glad they came to you, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. It's you know, we've got hundreds of satisfied, very happy customers, you know, living the lifestyle they want.